International. Our broadcast is Wake Up to Royalty.
Amen.
And so I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wake up to royalty, women of God.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Who do we have on the line this morning?
This is Apostle Serena Watkins from Georgia.
God bless you, Apostle Serena. We are honored to have you this morning.
And wonderful. God helped me to find you. Right quick, I felt the anointing just come all over me. God's about to do something special on the line, and I hope Prophet Ronald Hobson is joining me, and I hope Apostle Michael White will be calling in as well.
Well, God bless you. We are excited. The Father just led me to not even title today's episode. Normally, our episodes, we have various women we're dealing with in the Bible, and we started
Amen.
Off with Lady Eve, but this episode, the Lord just had me to keep the name of the broadcast, Wake Up to Royalty. So we
Wonderful.
Want everyone that's on the air today to just let the Holy Spirit just move on your heart to what does that mean to you, Wake Up to Royalty. Well, we're going to greet others that are here today, and of course we're going to have prayer, and we just want the Lord to expose his greatness upon us today.
Amen.
We see His greatness every day, but we want the exposure, the all of everything that God has done in our lives to come forward to the light of His presence and of His glory. So we're looking for that to happen today and nothing other. We want to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord.
Yes, God. Have
we
your
have
waiting.
Other callers calling in at 334-703-5468.
Amen. This is your daughter, Helen.
Well, hi, baby girl. Welcome to the broadcast. This is Helen's first time calling in. This is one of my twin daughters, and I'm honored that she would want to call in and hear more from her mother.
Amen. That's a blessing right there. God bless you for that, baby girl. I need to send some of that to my daughters.
Yeah, that's a blessing right there. Because
amen, it is. That is.
You got them 24/7. And
amen.
You're imparting. You know, we're going to go back on that in just a few minutes.
All right now.
We'll go back on that. Because
imparting that promise. Come on, girl.
Yes, amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Work it, Angela. Work it. I feel a powerful presence. Come on, let Him take you.
Amen. So we have another caller I want to acknowledge. 443-531-2123. Just state your name and where you're calling from. Oh, I need to take them off of mute. Sorry about that. Let's see if I can take them off. Okay, there you are. Caller 443-531-2123.
Praise the Lord. Bishop Hobson from Baltimore.
Hey, Bishop. This is Apostle Serena. Thank you for joining us.
Praise God.
We welcome you, Bishop, and we welcome you to share your heart. I always open the lines up and take them off of mute to hear the first words of whatever God is saying to us. I know a lot of other broadcasts, they keep people on mute, but the Lord just told me that He's going to send people that know order, and we're going to take everything off of mute so we can hear what God is saying right now to His people. And then so we're going to respect one another when someone's speaking. We'll just hold our comment until they're finished, and we'll jump right on in there. And so God is just moving, and we're glad to have each and every one of you here just on a form of, testimony and also updates on what's going on with Women of Royal Zest International. We're just not women. That's just what God gave me in 1992, Women of Royal Zest International. We are international, and we are looking for the men of God to come on board and share and support us and hold us up. And we have a great battle that's before us, and we are dressed for the battle.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
So we have monthly meetings, and across the U.S. right now, we are birthing out one in a foreign country right now in London. And so God is really doing a great, wonderful work. So I just greet everyone that's on the line this morning. And we thank Amen. God for what He's doing. So we're going to just have prayer. And then we're going to see what this wake up to royalty really means. Because the Lord wants us to understand something. We are a royal priesthood. And so as a royal priesthood, we should wake up in royalty.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about that today.
We're going to
talk about how our feet, when we get out the bed, it should be on royal carpet.
Come on now.
All right. Glory to God. That's every believer.
Amen.
The royal priesthood is every believer that has been called out and chosen by God Himself to walk in royalty.
Amen.
So that's our topic today.
Thank you,
so get ready with your thoughts, and we're just going to pray. Father, we just declare your glory right now. We declare that you have designated and appointed specifically this day to come together. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. God, we glorify you have moved it out of the way. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Father, we're starting the water again so we can come over to what you would have us to receive today. Father, we thank you right now for the parting of the waters of the enemy. humanity.
Thank you, Jesus.
To
yes,
the parting of the waters of our lives.
Yes,
of
God.
Yes, God. Of problems. Thank you for parting
yes,
the
God.
Water. Oh, God, we glorify you right
yes,
now.
Yes, God. We glorify
Lord,
you in the name of Jesus. Yes, God.
Made it on this call this morning.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We thank you right
thank
now.
You.
We ask
them
you
right now.
Impartation into their life.
Yes,
bring
God.
A
thank
revelation
you.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
everything
of Jesus.
That
yes,
you
God.
Desire for them to do for this year, oh God. We
yes,
thank
God.
You
do
that
it, yeah.
today you will give it to them. You will
yes,
give them the
Lord.
Instructions for their lives for this year. You will
yes,
give them
God.
Direction
it,
for their lives
yes, God.
This year. Father, we thank you right now. We realize
yes,
that
God.
We
thank
came
you, Jesus.
Because we heard your call.
Yeah, God, yes,
the
yes,
the call for the remnant to
yeah, God, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank
glory.
You, Jesus.
Glory.
God, we're
yes,
ready.
Amen.
You said
yeah, my Satan,
God.
Yes, God.
It's already done. The battle is
already done.
Oh, God, you already arranged it for us to be the victor. We
yes,
glory
God. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we
Jesus,
rise
yes,
up and we are blessed. Come on,
yes,
come on. We are blessed.
Yes,
today.
Yes. We are God blessed. Bless. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your
hallelujah to God. Well, yes. bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you,
woo.
God.
Yes,
God.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We're looking at Psalm 71:8. Oh, Rabashaya. Whew. Thank you, Father. Psalm 71:8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Glory to God.
Yes,
thank you,
we're
Lord.
Looking at another version on that. Let's look at the New Living Translation. This is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your
yes,
glory
God.
All day long. Well, glory to God.
Amen.
God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Word out this morning.
Yes,
this
God.
Is
thank you,
we
Jesus.
Calling us to think about the reasons why we praise the true and living God.
Amen.
Yes, I can
yes.
never stop
thank
praising
you,
you. Because you brought me so out of a miry clay, the pit.
Yes, God.
Oh, my God. When the enemy was
amen.
Trying to me, did not succeed because God appointed this day for me to utter the praises to him.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they tried to kill me so many times because of my mouth.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Is there a mouth in the house that will go?
Yes.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to
thank
God.
You.
Satan can't stand us. He hates us. We
yes,
hate
he does.
Amen.
Amen.
But will it prevent us from opening up our mouth? That's
yes,
the time
yes,
we should open our mouth even wider for God.
Yes, God.
When we feel that pressure of the attack, that's when we should open our mouth even greater.
Yes.
I was sharing with someone the other day. They came over and they were wondering why I'm always smiling and
man.
Praising God, no matter what's going on in my life. I've had some major difficulties in my life, but I've had more triumphs.
Yes.
I've had more
yes.
victories.
Yes.
Because God
thank
was
you,
still
Jesus.
There in the midst of what I was going through. I could
yes,
hear
ma'am.
Him saying, you can go through this. You have the strength to go through this. The joy, my joy gives you strength. Are
amen.
You going to have joy while you go through it?
Mm-hmm.
And hello. Sometimes people think, okay, that's hard. Okay, I know the joy of the Lord is your strength, but right now I'm not trying to smile. Sometimes you just have a day where you're not trying to smile. But that's
amen.
The day you really got to press.
Yes,
you
got
to press in victory and still count it all joy.
Amen.
Because God is there to bring us out.
Yes, God.
And so we don't leave God out of it. We're mm. just like, okay, now the joy of the Lord is my strength. I understand that, but God, how can I have joy when everyone is running, leaving, acting like I'm not teaching what you said. God,
yes,
what's
yes,
happening
yes.
in my family? God, why are everyone leaving and running and leaving your word? And it seems like I'm the only one standing. Well, stand therefore. Well,
amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. even through those times where, you know how we get attacked as leaders of God. We get attacked in our finances, seem like it's greater than anybody. We get attacked in our children. It seems like, wait a minute, I know they say, what is going on? Why are they looking like they want to be elders? What? God, what's happening? Because Satan wants to give an image of what's not true. He wants He comes to steal, and he comes to kill those dreams that we've been birthing out in our children. And he wants to distort what people see of them.
Amen.
So we still have to count it all joy. I'm glad my daughter's on the line this morning because I'm going to share something. And I love for her to hear her victory.
Amen.
You know, when she, thank you for saying amen, baby, when she decided, and I want you to be ready to share, Helen, just whatever's on your heart right there. But when she decided that she no longer wanted to live saved because she wanted to do some things in the world, guess what her mother had to do? I had to count it all joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to watch my baby go out there in the world.
Yeah.
See, that's the part I'm talking about.
Right.
That is why I can never stop praising you, God. I declare your glory all day long. In the midst of my baby putting a tape over her boxes because she was packing to go to the world, I was worshiping the Lord that morning. And God kept asking me by his spirit, are you going to yet worship me? He was asking me that while she was packing. At first, I was thinking, wait a minute now, God, you got to give me a break here. My baby's getting ready to leave. She's actually going to leave at 18 because she feels, okay, I can leave. I'm 18 years old. I'm going away. I'm going to go out in the world. God, you want me to not be concentrating on that and worship you right now? He said yes.
Yeah.
Was that difficult? Yes, it was.
Yes.
Because right there in the same place where she was making her decision, he asked me, would I make my decision?
Mm-hmm.
Will you worship me, sing those wonderful songs of Zion that you sing while she's over there right beside you packing her boxes? Now, most people would have thought, now that's a little too much, God. I need to be crying. Mm-hmm. I need to be wailing and snatching her. Oh, yeah. Can I just be real?
Amen.
I need to just snatch her and throw the boxes away and stop this madness.
Right.
But it wasn't my madness. It was her choice.
Amen.
And the Lord began to show me, will you yet praise me out of that same mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That right now you want to do something about that. You want to say something to her. You want to prevent this from happening. I'm going to reveal my glory if you worship me and let her go. God gives us choices every day. I'm opening up for comments right there. Helen, would you like to share right now?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I thought I was in love with this guy, and the guy really wasn't in love with me, and I kept saying that, no, he's in love with me, and I kept telling my mom that. And she was like, no, he don't love you. He don't love you what you can give him. And, of course, I didn't believe it, but I knew all this time that's what it was. But I didn't want to accept at the fact that it was right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to do my own thing and just, okay, oh, well, I can do this. I'm 18 years old. I'm grown. So I'm grown enough to do this. And the whole time the Lord would speak to me and saying, you need to go back home. This isn't right. This is not of my glory. So, of course, I was not paying attention to that. I was like, okay, whatever. I want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that, the guy still didn't love me. And, you know, I would call all the time, see what my, you know, my mom and dad was doing. I was like, okay, what are they going to think of me? I done did all this now, caused all this havoc in the house, coming back in and out,
Come on, baby.
Doing what I want to do. And it just wasn't right. Mentally, it wasn't right, and physically, because I was breaking all the rules in my family. If one member is in, if one member is doing something wrong, the whole house is gonna feel it.
Hey,
and they felt
my
it.
My God, come on now, I felt that.
Uh huh.
And so, even though I knew that they were gonna feel that I left, I was still a part of them.
Amen.
And it don't get no better than that. I still thank God for bringing me out of that.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Helen. Helen, God is going to bless you for sharing that.
Yes,
and
he
is blessing you right now. It's something you said. You said if one member does something, the whole house feel it.
That's right. That was powerful.
Very and powerful. That's what happens in our lives in the churches. You know, one member can do something, just period, in the body of Christ. When one member goes astray, doesn't God go after that one person in the body of Christ? The Lord said he'll go after that one sheep, that one. But when one does something in the body of Christ, we all feel it. It doesn't matter who fails in the body of Christ. When we see it on the news, when we hear about it, everybody feels that. They feel
right.
It. They take the hit because the enemy wants to show that, you know, they're not living nothing. Look what they just did. And it's for us as part of the body of Christ to speak against that. You know what? Yes, that's a sin. Yes, I agree with what you're saying. It's a sin. But guess what? I'm praying for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying that they come to the Lord and they reckon themselves to the God, to the Father, and they come from among the situation. I'm praying for them. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I always do. I fast and pray when something hits the news like that. I
mm-hmm.
keep it quiet what I want to say about it. It doesn't matter what my thoughts are on that. What matters is they come back together and get it right before God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thank you, Helen, for sharing that. We're talking
Amen.
About wake up to royalty. How do we wake up to the royalty that God says we are? We're a royal priesthood. How do we wake up into royalty? Let's talk about that. Go ahead, Apostle.
I'd like to interject right there something very powerful that your daughter shared with starting
sure.
with your topic. It's so powerful, and I want to commend you and thank you for giving me space to speak. And I honor God today for Prophet Bishop Hobson on the line as well and others who are joining us. But your daughter said a mouthful right there when she said wake up. What she did was she woke up one day to the seed of royalty that had already been planted in her. Even like the son, the prodigal son, who went away from his father. And his father was a wealthy man, and he realized one day that he was eating in the hog pen and living amongst slop, and he didn't have to live that way. He woke up one day, and the stink of what he was involved in began to go into his nostrils. And when that smell hit his nostrils, I think that is what woke him up. Amen. Enough stench in your life.
Well,
amen. When it comes, it can very well wake you up, especially when you're not used to something moving or acting a certain way. And I talked about in one of my messages, I'm going to be very quick and brief, 30 seconds, a couple of weeks ago about the dynamics of God and the dynamics of moving in the realm of the Spirit. Well, you had already released into her life the moving of God, the wavelength of the power of God, and that frequency, it flowed with her when she went out the door. So God said, you don't have to worry about her leaving because my Spirit is going to follow after her, you know. And so what she did was she woke up, and I commend her for sharing her testimony. She woke up when she began to realize what she was in, and then she began to feel what I would like to dub as a sense of not only conviction, but understanding and awareness that, hey, what I've done has brought a bit of shamefulness or caused me to be bashful at what I've done. So the sobriety and the modesty that she once was so familiar with at home in the nest began to call her name again, and it began to let her know, I remember you. You know, God doesn't forget our original identity. When we train up our children in the way that they should go, when they are older, they will not depart from it. So she just had a wake-up call, and I commend her for sharing that. So she woke back up, and she returned to the royal family. And in this generation, in this hour of the church and the move of God, that's what's happening in the year of 2012. God's beginning to release the wealth, and I'm so glad, baby, that you made it back home so you can collect not only your family love inheritance, but also the wealth and the move of the Spirit that's coming and being released to the believers this year. So you made it back home just in time. I applaud
just
you.
Just in time.
Just in
Amen.
Time.
Amen.
Just
Thank
in time.
Thank you so much for that encouragement, Apostle Watkins. We appreciate that so much because she made it back just in time. She did. She is a seer. And I just thank the Lord that even while she was out there, she could see the need that I had in my life and would impart into my life. I had to receive that because even though she was out there, I said, "Whoa, gifts and callings are without repentance." She is really bold right now, God. And she would share what she her heart's desire was for my life. She still, Mama, you're still ministering. Mama, I still support you. Mama, you know, and I had to hear that, be available to hear it. And I thank the Lord for that. We have a lot of callers on tonight, today. And Bishop, we would love to just greet you and hear your heart on this topic today. Wake up to royalty.
Praise God. Thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to all of you, our Father's children. We greet you in Jesus' name. And thank you, Apostle, for inviting me.
Wonderful. You know you're the man of God. Amen.
And to the host, we bless you.
God bless you.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Great and mighty things God is getting ready to do on your behalf
because
of your faithfulness and obedience to his word. He said, "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not." And God said, in this season, you're going to reap a harvest. You are in position and you are in alignment for the blessings to flow. And when your daughter was speaking, she commended you in the name of the Lord because the Lord dropped in my spirit. Royalty knows when they are out of place.
Oh, my God. Take it there, prophet. Take it there.
Royalty knows when they are out of place and when they are out of sequence to the move of God. And it doesn't matter how long that a child stays out there, as long as he knows that he can come back home.
Okay.
And when we allow ourselves as men and women of God, men and women of purpose and destiny, we understand the significance of why God has called us to the work that we're called to. And you said something just a few seconds ago, gifts and callings come without repentance. Mm-hmm. But when you are anointed, your gift and your calling don't mean nothing. Because without the anointing is what destroys every yoke. It is the anointing that puts in perspective where you need to be. The Bible said that a just man falls down seven times and they get back up.
Mm-hmm.
And when we understand as the children of God that we are to have the love in the kingdom, the church is losing the love. You are going to another place and another dimension in God. When you read in Genesis 1 and 26, he said that he has given us dominion, not over people. And so as leaders, we have to get to the place that we have to stop trying to lead the people in a fashion that they're going to follow after what we say and start following after what the Word of God says.
That's right, Bishop.
Amen.
The Word of God tells us. The Word of God tells us in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to seek the kingdom, we have to know what the kingdom is. But we also must identify that we are kingdom citizens.
Therefore,
we look in the mindset of the kingdom, walk in the mindset of the kingdom, and breathe the kingdom, then we are the kingdom.
That's right.
And that's right. That's right. Powerful.
So your daughter, all she did, she didn't go nowhere far. Why? She couldn't go nowhere far because of your anointing.
Amen.
Your anointing is what was covering.
Amen.
We as children of God have a phase that we all go through.
That's right.
I tell the young people all the time in the assembly, I said, let me tell you something. If you fall down, get up.
All right.
But don't, But don't stay there.
Yes.
Don't stay there.
Because you don't have to eat from the devil's table.
Come on now. Come on now. You don't have to.
And when God has commissioned all of us, that the greatest commandment that we can do is to love. Because if you love, love will cover when foolishness will not.
Amen. Hallelujah to God.
As people of God, as children of God, as ambassadors of the kingdom. Now, you got to understand something this, and I'm going to let it go because I can feel my own.
Amen.
When you allow God to allow him to see who you are through him, we were made in his image and we were made in his likeness. So therefore, if we're made in the image and the likeness of our daddy, we have his DNA.
That's right.
It also says that I give you keys not to the kingdom, but I give you keys of the kingdom. See, if I give you keys to the door, that means you can only go to the door that I give you the key to. But if I give you keys of, that means you have full access. And only thing your daughter did was to get full access to the kingdom of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of static there, and I really want to get what you're saying, Bishop. What is your number so I can keep you on the mic, and I'm going to put everything else on hold? Is your number the 443?
Yes.
Okay. Just a minute, everyone. Let me put everyone on mute. Go right ahead, Bishop.
Okay, so when we understand what God is doing in this end time, he, as I said before, he gives us keys of the kingdom and not keys to the kingdom. Because if you get keys to the kingdom, that means you only have access to certain areas of the kingdom. But when you have of the kingdom, that means you have the ability, full access to everything that the Father has. So when we look at it in that mindset, walking in royalty, walking and know who you are, first of all, you have to look at your steps and see who you're following.
Amen. Amen.
Because we're following too many people that claim to have holiness, but they deny the power.
That's right. That's right.
And when we know who we're serving, first of all, we're serving the true and the living God,
yes,
the author and finisher of our faith. We have to keep our eyes on the prize, and that's Jesus Christ. I will not go no further because, like I said, I feel my head coming out.
Well, I'm gonna, if that's okay, save your number because I would like to have you to come back on and just share with us on another topic.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Let me take everyone off of mute. Well, bless the Lord. Weren't we just so blessed to hear that from the bishop?
Yeah.
And we thank you, Apostle Serena, for asking him to come on, inviting him on. We just thank the Lord for that honor today. And we're just happy in Jesus. We have a caller from 847-912-0596. Would you greet us, please? Praise the Lord. Caller 847-912-0596. Are you there? Okay, they might just want to listen in today, which is fine.
Amen.
Amen. We have 404-432-8617. Is that my friend, Fanny?
Amen. Grace and peace. This is Pastor Faylene Best in Atlanta, Georgia. God bless you. I'm just so happy to be on the line this afternoon. And I thank God for reminding us that we are kingdom babies. And like the bishop said, that we all at some point have to encounter out of body experience, so to speak, in order for us to come back into the full fold, more exuberant, more joyful, more ready to do the work of God. Thank you, Father God. More with an excitement, a zeal, so to speak, to do the work of God. I remember being in my early 20s, and I remember growing up in church my whole life and walking away at 18 and saying, I don't want to do this anymore. I wanted to party. I wanted to do everything that a teenager, a young adult, that she should do, being on her own. And I remember at 21, 22 years old, coming back to God, and I was forced back. It wasn't a willing thing. God had brought me to a place that was so dark and deep that I had no other choice but to say, God, I yield. I'm sorry.
Yes.
And I remember coming back. I remember coming back. I remember the exact one. It was 5:03 on a Tuesday morning. I remember the exact day. But I remember after I came back and after I repented and after I asked God, you know, forgive me and I'm sorry and I confess my sins to him, not just that day, but I'm talking about from years.
Oh,
knowing that I had a call on my life for years of me running, I confess everything. So I remember there was such a peace, there was such a comfort, there was such a feeling of me being in place. It wasn't a strange place. It was almost as if going back home after years and your mother's house still smells the same. It was a comfortable feeling to allow me to know you're home now. Thank you, God. It wasn't an uncomfortable thing. I didn't have to wait and sit in the back of the church for 5 months and then stop on the usher and then stop. I didn't have to work my way out.
Amen.
God allowed me to come back, and he allowed me to come back in position of who I was. I didn't have to start over again. Who I was from birth was who I was at 21, being a drunk, being a fornicator, being a liar. Thank you, God. I was still who I was created to be, even being tainted in the world and doing things that I wanted to do. The seed that was originally planted inside of me, the devil cannot steal. He couldn't dismantle. So when I came back to God, I thank God for the familiarness, the comfort, the example of the prodigal son that God gives us in the Bible. And that's an example. And if I can ever say one of the most intriguing examples of how God feels about us, like the bishop said, we all at some point experience walking away. We all at some point experience falling down, but the good thing about God is that when we come back, thank you, Holy Spirit, when we come back, he's right there with his arms wide. He's right there with our robe of many colors. He's right there saying, pick your head up. He's right there to wipe away the dirt, to wipe away the mud and the mockery.
So you don't look like
what you've been through. And I thank God. I thank God. My husband always preaches and says, I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through. I thank God. I thank God. I don't look like I was depressed. I don't look like a schizophrenic. I don't look like I was broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't look like what I've been through, because when we come back into the fog of God, there's something about transformation, but it's not changing you to a new person. It's making you who you were originally designed to be. I thank God for that.
Amen.
When the prodigal son came back home, he didn't receive anything new. He received what rightfully belonged to him from the beginning. Thank you, God. He received what originally was designed to him. And so people say, oh, God has changed my name, and that's nice. That's all well and good. But I got it. It's just me. I might get a little criticism for this, but it's just me. I don't think that God has changed my name. I think that from the beginning of creation, he just called himself back to himself and pulled himself out of me. I stepped out of my own way. My name hasn't been changed. My flesh just completely died. The old person has to die, has to be put away. So he didn't change anything about me. Instead, I decided to put my flesh under subjection. I decided to crucify my own flesh, that was inside of me, the life that's inside of me could come out to live. And all
right,
of the
thank you, Father. Thank you. Pastor Celeste. Right there is where each of us have to be. You know, I'm going to say this right here because it was just such a wonderful, powerful testimony of coming back. You know, I had to prepare my household.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, we had to prepare our household for her return.
Oh, come on. Talk about that right there.
Right there. Because, see, if you're not prepared
to
receive that one
that
made the wrong choices that we see in our eyes from what we're living,
uh-huh.
you have to prepare yourself and your entire household. I'm talking about entire household. I had to prepare my dogs, because I'm going to tell you, when you're out there, you do look different, smell different. Everything's different. But you know what? celebrating her life.
Mm.
We all got together. We went shopping. My husband and I and our other two children, we went shopping to
Amen.
Have a feast.
Amen.
I'm going to do. I'm
That's
going
the word.
To walk in holiness, and I'm
yes.
going to walk in the entirety of the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, Amen. She's coming back. But we got a celebration ahead of us. We must do a feast bigger than we've ever had.
Amen.
And I'm a gourmet cook, so, you know, cooking is just my passion. And so I
Amen.
Said, well, I got to do some better food. I said, how can I make it better than I've been fixing? Just
Come on, that's love.
Creativity
Amen.
Of God in my life. And so we went out shopping. I said, well, we got to do this and that. I'm going to perfect that sticky chicken that I make. I'm going to perfect that, and I must take it to the next level.
Come on,
and
woman of God.
I prepared, I had to put another ingredient into it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make it just right in the presence of the Lord. I said, God, now you blessed me to cook this good food. Now, Lord,
yes.
I need to go to the next dimension now.
Mm-hmm.
Because he eats it, your anointing, God, I needed to go in. Go
Amen.
In. Everything that wasn't right. I said, God, let her, when she tastes it, get full off the first bite. Well,
come on.
God.
Man.
So I prepared that meal. We had desserts. We had sumptuous entrees. And I'm telling you, she was so full and smiling, she couldn't hardly eat.
Amen.
Oh, that's her laughing. She felt so welcome. Because I said, we must get some new clothes. We got to get the ring. We got to get everything that the prodigal son got. Okay, let's get it together, everybody. What are we going to give her? Let's get your own personal gifts to impart into her life.
Amen.
We celebrated her coming home.
Amen.
And you know what? Some people felt like, well, you know she's going to leave again. Because once they go, they don't stop. Helen? Have
Amen.
You left other than to go shopping or something?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, I haven't.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Still trying to make you think something's going to happen. I said, I come against that demonic spirit trying to think I'm not going to get rest now. I'm going to get rest because she's a new creature. Uh-uh. All things are passed away. I declare the word of the Lord in her life, in my home.
Amen.
Oh, no. I said, I'm going to sleep. Now, did I rest well when she was out there? I have to tell you, no, I didn't.
Yes.
I stayed up many nights crying out and praying over her life.
Yes.
That's what I've always done. I wasn't going to stop then and say, well, you know, faith is me going to sleep. Yeah, that's true. When I go to sleep, I'm going to get rest. But right now, my baby is not in rest. She's not whole. So I got to cry out.
Yes.
I got to walk the halls. I got to walk in her bedroom, lay out on the floor, cry out, Lord,
mm-hmm.
come on, bring her in, Lord. When she had enough, Lord, let me receive her right. I had to come against the flesh in my own life. God, when she come back, I want to lay before you, oh God, and say, I'm going to deny my flesh, my mouth from saying
Amen.
What I think I feel.
Well, come
God,
on now.
Your word into her life. She already got beat down. What I need to beat her down for?
Right,
God,
right.
What I think, what I feel, what I want to say. God, what is your mind on it? What
Amen.
Are your ways on it? What is your thought on it? That's what I want to have. So, yeah,
wow.
Crucify flesh. We got to deny this flesh. This flesh want to just pop off. Want to just say whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
I get to lay her out when she get back. Oh, no, yeah. I'm a mother of Zion.
Mm-hmm.
And when Zion travails, well, glory to
Amen.
God.
Mm-hmm.
So I had
Amen.
To travail to cry out for this wonderful woman of God that she is.
Amen.
And all my children are in their own rights, wonderful in God. But I'm talking about Helen right now. So
Amen.
I had to cry out.
Come on.
It's flesh.
Amen.
Go through the process of what I did wrong. I'm going to tell you, if you never go through that, you're not self-examining yourself. I ain't examining myself. God,
mm-hmm.
was it me? Did I do this? Because guess what? When the disciples were sitting around that table and they kept saying, Lord, is it I? Now, we sit back and we knew who it was. We
mm-hmm.
read it, so we said, oh, I wonder why in the world it was Am I the one? Sometimes we do need to get an Urkel mentality.
Come on.
And do that.
Come on.
You know I ain't right all the time, and I'm kind of quirky, and I wear the suspenders, and then my pants are too high, but I just want to make sure, did I do that? Because I'm not sure if that's me.
Yes.
Well, can I just be real right here?
Amen.
Sometimes we do have that kind of mentality. Something happens, and we're not sure. Did I cause all of those books to fall down when I walk past?
Mm-hmm.
Did my quirkiness? Is it the way I walk and I just, my elbow just went all out of whack right there and the books just tumbled. I look back and
amen.
I said, did I do that? So the disciples were like, Lord, is it I? Let me go all around the table. I got a question now. I hope I didn't do something wrong to you, Father.
Amen.
So I was in that place. I had to get myself out of the way. Lord, did I do this? Did I not say the right thing? God, show me me.
Uh-huh.
Show me. Say something wrong. It's not about, I see what she's doing. She is so wrong. She did. God, where am I in this?
Mm-hmm.
I have to reveal the royalty of my life. How am
yes.
I going to wake up this morning in royalty?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a royal priesthood. Holy nation. Am I going to be holy in this situation? Am I going to walk as a royal priesthood, called out, chosen? Am I really going to live out 1 Peter 2:9?
Mm-hmm.
Holy, a chosen generation,
mm-hmm.
chosen to declare the works of the Lord. How am I going to choose that today? How am I going to walk out that today?
Man.
And so I just thank the Lord. Didn't know we were going to talk about this testimony of Helen's today. But the Lord just said, just talk about wake up the royalty. I'm going to reveal something.
Amen.
So it's important to wake up in the not only in the presence of the Lord, but how do we wake up? When we take our feet and put them on the ground, we're royalty.
Amen. Every morning, you better tell
whatever, that's right. Whatever we want to happen. As a royal priesthood, wait a minute, I know the Queen of England is not suffering with what she want and need and trying to figure out her bills and trying to figure out, well, how am I going to get me some tea today? Because I know I got to have noon tea, and I don't know where my subjects are. I don't know where nothing is. Nobody.
Come on now.
Oh, the devil is a liar. We're
a royal devil is a liar.
We're part of royalty. So when we get up, we speak it into existence. We walk it all out in God. And don't look at the circumstances around us.
Mm-hmm.
When we walk on that royal carpet,
mm-hmm.
and we know that we have a crown of life.
Right.
Amen.
We have to see it and speak it into existence. So I just thank the Lord today for being chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Being a chosen generation of people of God.
Yes.
That will call out his name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will give us even the secret treasures.
Come on.
He will give us hidden riches.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the Father today. How do I wake up in royalty? And then I'm going to let everyone share that because we have about maybe 8 minutes left. But the way I wake up in royalty is with my mouth full of praise. I walk out in Psalm 71:8. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. No matter what's going on, I'm going to give him the first fruit of my lips, giving sacrifice to praise. No matter what's going on, I'm going to wake up and say, Father, I love you. Lord, I thank you this day. Move on this day, oh God. I'm going to get God's mind on my day first. I need to make sure I stay before him first. Before I go before anyone, I need to get filled up
Amen.
With his glory, his love, his thoughts for my day. I don't know who I'm going to meet, but if I have met the Father first,
Amen.
Then whatever I meet on my day, I'm going to have something wonderful, sumptuous, and precious to share with them because I've just been with the Father. That's how I wake up to royalty. Go ahead, Bishop, you may share, and then Apostle, and then we'll just go on each person share before we go off the air.
Well, I just want to interject. I wake up with the attitude every morning that I have a right to it. And I have right. I carry righteous indignation. It's Apostle Watson. I carry righteous indignation every day against the camp of the enemy because I know that they're walking around with my wealth. And when I feel the Cyrus anointing kick in, I just tell myself, look, God, I need to reveal to me where those hidden treasures are because they got my stuff. So show me how to go in and get it. I wake up with an attitude, and I live that way. I furnish my house that way. I buy my clothes that way. Believe that you are kingdom, you will demonstrate it, not just speak it. When I buy my clothes, I buy things that a queen would wear. When I buy my jewelry, I buy jewelry that a queen would wear. When I furnish my home, I buy furniture that a queen would sit on or a king would sit on. So first mindset is you got to really believe that that's what you are and then demonstrate and let everything about you say, I believe it's mine. And when I say something, it has to be so because I have the signet ring. And I am, like a bishop said earlier, he said that, you know, you have to know that you have access. I know I have access. I don't have to beg for it because a son don't have to beg. All a son has to do is go in and get it.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
I ain't begging for no wealth. I ain't begging God. I just tell my Father whatever it is I want. And that's the way it's going to be. There it is.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, Bishop, are you still with us?
Praise the Lord, yes.
Okay, well, how do you wake up to royalty?
This is how I wake up every morning. And I use this motto. If I do not consult God, I insult him.
All right, come on, Bishop.
Amen. 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 Amen.
So before I rise, I say, Daddy, what would you have me do today?
Daddy?
And I take it from there.
Because
I'm already... Because we can't have an identity crisis. We have to know
who
we are.
Come on,
and
come on.
And once you know who you are, then you reap the benefits of knowing that your daddy is
that's
great.
That's right. Now, come on, prophet.
Amen.
So that's how I operate my day.
That's real
praise
good.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I got to hang with the prophets. I ain't got time for them fools.
I know. Amen.
Give me the prophets of God.
Here comes the fool. Hallelujah.
I shared this with my church a few months ago, that I tell them that God spoke to me and told me to tell the people to start tithing your day. What is tithing your day, Bishop? Tithing your day simply means to give God the first 24 minutes of your day.
All right.
Watch what God begins to do throughout the duration and the balance of the day.
Yeah,
all right, thank you for that, Bishop, that revelation. Y'all, he's really a prophet, though. Y'all know he's a prophet. I'm exposing him. He's a prophet of the Most High God.
As we
exposing him today. He's a true prophet.
Amen.
A kingdom prophet. And Sister Billingsley, when you have him on, please send out a notification. I'm gonna get some more folks to come on and support him when you have him back on your show.
I sure will.
Yeah.
My wife just spoke not too long ago, Pastor Beth. But as we go forward through our day, let us remember that we speak volumes into the atmosphere of our day and allow the atmosphere to fall subjection to who we are in the spirit.
Amen.
And that sphere, we don't fall subjection to it, fall subjection to us. God bless you.
God bless you. Well, we thank each and every one of you for joining us today, and we look forward to next month, next Friday, and whatever God says to me, that's what we will do, and that will be our topic. Well, we praise the Lord for each and every one of you coming. I am Prophetess Angela A. Billings, and I reside in Opelika, Alabama. I'm just about an hour from Atlanta, 2 hours and 15 minutes from Birmingham, and 1 hour from Montgomery. So God have me in the middle of three areas that if I want the big city life, I could just hop, skip, and a jump.
I'm actually
from Norfolk, Virginia, so I'm used to the city. And now God has me in this rural, well, this area is not rural right now. I'm in the city of Opelika. But I thank God for the quiet and the peacefulness of a rural community. It's not rural, but it has the qualities and characteristics of a rural life.
Amen.
And I thank God for what he's doing I'm looking forward to all that God has done. I speak blessings over you and your household. Father, I just send out your apostolic benediction and anointing upon your people. I speak that you will have the wealth of thousands, that the Father will grant you with the access to every kingdom blessing that is before you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak the multitude of blessings upon you. The thousands, hundreds of thousands will come into your life, bringing gifts unto your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we declare your glory over this body. Everywhere, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. And we receive your word, oh God, your rhema revelation in our lives. I speak divine direction and connection around this broadcast in the name of Jesus Christ. That we shall walk in your holiness today and always. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. God bless you.
Amen.
He who dwells.